Many rural communities in Alaska have been experimenting with renewable energy systems in recent years to try to lower cost. This week, researchers at the Alaska Center for Energy and Power published articles that look at how those technologies are doing. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Ravenna Koenig has more.
The analysis includes data from wind, solar electric, biomass, and several other energy technologies that are currently in use in over 100 rural communities around the state. Erin Whitney is one of the lead researchers. She says that renewable energies are helping to bring costs down in many rural areas, but there are still improvements to be made. One of the big takeaways from her team's analysis is that the cost of maintaining renewable energy systems, not just installing them, can put a real burden on communities.
Streamlining either that process or, you know, relationships with manufacturers or modes of repair is a key to making these technologies succeed and stay sustainable in many of these communities.
The research was made possible by a grant from the Alaska Energy Authority back in 2015. It was part of their effort to come up with recommendations for making energy more affordable in parts of the state that won't have access to the proposed natural gas pipeline. But Whitney hopes that this information will also be used outside of Alaska. There are many communities around the world with similar energy access issues that are also looking for solutions.
You know, it shouldn't be used as a manual, but it's a good place to start.
Whitney says that all the villages included in the analysis are cited by name, which means that anyone interested in finding out more about how a particular technology was used can follow up themselves. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Ravenna Koenig in Fairbanks.